Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Indeed, welcome back to the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. I'm Tom Crawford. You can Twitter us, Jack and Tom 1320, or you can Facebook us at the Jack and Tom Show. Give your input and see others' input, what's going on in the world of sports, specifically college football, Michigan State. Difficult for me to say this, the 7-0 Sparties heading down to Evanston to Ryan Field. And one of the biggest Spartan fans and supporters of that program, loyal alumnus, Dr. John Braccio, our guest, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, actually, I'm enjoying the fact I don't have to get in the car and drive down to the big house to Ann Arbor to watch the game. I'm just kind of burned out. I want to sit in my house at Crawford Indoor Stadium and let it rain. It's raining out right now. Let other people get soaked and take in a lot of college football today, just relax and really looking forward to that. What are your plans?
Well, I'm actually on the L here in Chicago, and we're just on our way up to Evanston. I just took one little break in the middle here, right in between another train we're taking, here with friends, and hey, just having a great time. Tons of Sparties around. Everybody's excited. You know, there's really hard to find a city like Chicago when it's painted green. It's a great place to be.
Let me tell you, it's a great idea that you're taking the L up there, because you drive it when you go to Evanston. I've gone there many times for Michigan Northwestern games, and there's no tailgating. All the lots are premium lots, or else you might as well have to drive to Evanston, park in a ramp, and take a shuttle. So it's not a real tailgating environment for the opposition unless you have somebody with premium parking. So you're doing the right thing.
Well, listen, I agree. We've driven it. We've done that many times. But we're up here with a couple friends, Lee Lemon and Tim McKenna. These are good friends of ours. And Lee knows his way around here. So, hey, we took the L, and it's certainly a lot easier. But you can hear in the background, go green, go. You hear all that?
Oh, I'm hearing it. And, I'm hearing it. It's nauseating me to no end, you know. But, you know, everybody loves a winner, and Sparty's on top right now. I'm not saying it's going to stay that way, because as Michael Rosenberg, we had him on here earlier, he thinks there could be a hiccup or so. But what's the cycle? Go ahead.
Well, this could be a toughie, but I've got to tell you, before this game, if you want to, people are really excited here. You can even see it's hard to keep your voice. I even tried to get out of the way again. There's so many green, white, go green, go white. So it's going to be really exciting, Tom. And even for you, I think you love football enough that you would love the atmosphere, even if you're not a Spartan fan.
Well, no, I wouldn't love the atmosphere being up there, because there's too much green and white.
I was about to say, it's going to be all
green and
white. I'm
going to be honest with you. I'm not going to, you know, I can only, stretch this nice stuff so far, but I'm glad I'm not there. And I've told people before, if any Big Ten road team goes to Ryan Field, because of the alumni dwelling that is there, habitat of a Big Ten alumni that end up in Chicago, because that's the town they want to live in. And so Ohio State will fill the place. Michigan's done it when everybody's on top. Michigan State's on top, and it's not even that. It's a short trek. Not just that. It's a short trek from Lansing, Grand Rapids, and everything. You'll have a big following. So no home field advantage. It's just Michigan State. Are they going to – they make some mistakes that they haven't been making. They don't turn the ball over. They're going to be in good shape and get ready for next week at Iowa.
Well, listen, I think this is going to be exciting. And you're back there kind of keeping the fort going this week. Or Michigan has a week off, so it gives you a week to even relax and watch and do anything you want to do, Tom. That's cool.
Yeah, let me ask you about the psychological aspect, not of your Sparty team, because I think D'Antonio has them grounded. But what do you think Michigan's going through right now? They have the off week, and they have to let this, you know, frustration simmer for 2 weeks. What do you think that? How do you think that's on the mindset of some 18 to 22 year olds who want to go out and play again? You think that's a good thing?
Well, I think right now it looks like a few of the guys are injured or got some real nicks, so it's probably going to be good that they have a week off, and they're kind of coming close on some of these games. It's again, I'm a football fan, not a Michigan fan, so probably once they turn the head on win one of the two of these, it'll be better, because they do have 2 weeks to think, could this be like last year where they lost all those games at the end? I don't know if you can hear that in the background. I'm a long ways away, and everybody's yelling, go green, go white. It's kind of wild around
Yeah,
here.
I can hear it. I can hear it all too well. Dave?
Well, John, let's look at it on the other side, though. You've got a week off now. You're looking at this schedule and you're comparing it to last year and you're saying, oh, here we go. What are the chances that Michigan is thinking the other way and saying, I think we're in for a long second half of the season?
Well, that's what I mean. I think if they believe that this could all happen again, and to this point they're losing games and they're getting beat up, you know, physically, then I think they could be psychologically going through a very, very difficult time. I'm trying to be positive in terms of what would be best for them. The best for them is let's heal. Let's get better. We can win a lot of these games. Let's look at the season as just starting. We're 0-0, and let's go out and play, and let's win. I mean, I think that is what they have to do, and they can use a couple weeks like this in a positive way, particularly if you know, Robinson is hurt, if Martin is a little nicked up. I mean, these are players that they want to have healthy. Forcier can come in. He's proven he can play. So they just have to get try to get healthy physically, emotionally, but it could really be tough. It'll have a lot to do with how the coaches deal with them and how they see each other and just how everything works out. But, yeah, I think they're in for a tough situation. I do think, you know, back on what Tom said, D'Antonio seems to have these guys well-grounded. But we'll see. You know, this is a trap game. Northwestern's had a couple weeks to get ready. They're a good team. They're a good passing team. You know, that short pass often has been hard for Michigan State, maybe up until the last couple games where we've been playing a little different type of team. So we will see. But I think there are people that are cautious, those that think football. Others are just here having fun and are going to, you know, Sparties are not always like Michigan fans. They're going to have fun all day, all night, believe it or not, regardless of what happens. Tom finds that hard to believe. But
it's true. And Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. You know, you are indeed right, because they take setbacks much better than Michigan fans. And, one more question before we let you go. I want to see if you agree with me on this, because Rich Rodriguez keeps talking about the attitude has really been positive. And what I'm trying to think is that this Michigan team is keeping all the naysayers like me and others out away from them. And the negative, oh, is this the last year Rich Rod's got to win such and such game? Oh, my God, that means I'm going to have to transfer because I came here for Rich Rod. I don't want to play for Jim Harbaugh or anybody else. You know, I think the key is to block all that out. And if you can do that, keep it in the family, us against them, I think they'll be just fine in terms of at least their mental approach these next few games.
I think you're absolutely right. That's what has to happen. We're a team, one for one, you know, one for all for one. Get ready. We're 0-0. We've had some tough breaks. Let's get healthy. Let's play our game. Let's go forward. That's really what they have to do. And, you know, I like to see young people, whoever, wherever they are, you know, Michigan State, wherever, I like to see them have good experiences, enjoy life. Obviously, as if you're a Michigan or Michigan State fan, you're certainly not going to root for the other. But I would like to see these guys, you know, feel good about themselves, work as a team, and, you know, have some success. So I guess we're kind of rooting for the kids. In the back of your mind, you're rooting against the team. But I think if everybody pulls together, tries to do their best, they'll be fine emotionally, and that's really the key thing.
You know, John, before we let you go, there's no sport that has a more family aspect to it, ingredient to it, potential ingredient to it, if you will, than football. Because of what you have to go through, the physical demands, the mental demands, the practices, it's the one sport that's probably the least sport that practices fun because it's so tedious and physical grueling, and then you have the heat of the two-a-days, and then you get the cold. There's no sport that predisposes you to a family atmosphere more than football, in my opinion. And this is where Michigan's going to be challenged to keep that family together and stay on the same page and not start – you know, hating on each other, then I think they'll be just fine. But time will tell.
Listen, I think they can do it. And we want, like I say, we want all young kids. We want people to feel good. Let's hope they have a couple, you know, good weeks here. Now, again, I don't want to sound like a Michigan football fan, but I'm a young people fan. I want these kids to feel good and have good experiences and get out and play. So that's the goal. So let's hope that really works, Tom.
Okay, John, I really appreciate your input. As always, John Braccio is on at 10:05 on the Jack and Tom Show, also at 5:35 on Ebling and You on every Tuesday. Look forward to that. Have fun. Embrace all the Sparty euphoria, and we'll see how it goes before 3:30 ends today.
Go green. This will be a great day. Talk to you later, guys.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Guys. That's Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. You're listening to Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Open lines coming up next with Dave Benton and myself. We're going to bring Ebling and Jack Ebling back in probably about 10:35 to get his insight on the game today. Also, our picks coming up as well. 393-3700 is the number to call in case you want to chime in.